It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
We've got a thorny but very important question to tackle today on the line of fire. This past weekend, massive rally, hundreds of thousands of people gathering in D.C., rally called together by the news channel sensation and Mormon, Glenn Beck, calling America to turn back to God. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is this something God is doing to say that the solution is not in politics, the solution is not in a social formula of some kind, America's only hope is to turn back to God? Or is this a foreign mixture? Is it mixing the God of the Mormons and the God of traditional Jews and the God of who knows who else with the God of the Bible for something that can't do any good? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire today. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can get into the active, real-time discussion taking place right now on our Facebook page at Ask Dr. Brown, A-S-K-D-R Brown, on Facebook. Is this a good thing? A back-to-God movement. Hundreds of thousands of people saying, we need God. We need to turn back to whatever Jewish, Christian, Judeo-Christian roots that we have. We need spiritual help. There is no political solution to the crisis that we are in. Rabbis, evangelical Christians, Glenn Beck, a Mormon, others calling out together to God, the creator of all, to have mercy. Just like in our founding fathers' documents, they often made reference to the creator in generic terms without specifying always that they were talking about Jesus Christ specifically as the representative or the only way to that creator. Is this positive? Is this something God is birthing? Can this be used for evangelistic purposes? Can this be used to awaken even believers to prayer? Or is this one of those things that is just the spirit of the world? Because Jesus made clear that even religious people who worship God but did not know him and rejected him didn't really have God as their father. Now, in case you missed it, Friday night, Glenn Beck had a Divine Destiny meeting at the Kennedy Center, and it was hosted largely by evangelicals. Beck made clear that his goal was not combining church and state. He said this: pastors, priests, rabbis, tonight and tomorrow is a wake-up call, a call to action to serve your country, a call to let you know you are not alone and that we're here to help you. After a church choir sang three or four songs, I suspect it was not a Mormon church choir, to open the night, Virginia Republican Representative Randy Forbes, the founder and co-chairman of the Congressional Prayer Caucus, led those in attendance in prayer. And then David Barton, respected evangelical leader, head of Wall Builders, national pro-family organization that promotes American history, joined Beck throughout the night as a co-host. Of course, he's been criticized strongly by others for doing this. And then Rabbi David Lappin, who is a traditional rabbi, Orthodox Jewish rabbi, but working strongly with conservative Christians for years now for moral restoration in America. He got up. He was greeted by Shabbat Shalom from the overwhelmingly Christian audience. I'm reading a report from the Daily Caller. And Lappin, who spoke without a microphone because there's a prohibition against using electricity on the Sabbath in traditional Judaism, or turning on electricity. He said being greeted with Shabbat Shalom, this never happened before in history. It could not happen anywhere else but in America. He said when you sever a flower from its roots, it dies. I think what is happening in America is we're being severed from biblical roots. And it goes on with other evangelical Christian leaders, including Vietnam War vet Dave Reaver, who was terribly disfigured, almost blown up to death while serving in Vietnam. He also spoke at the rally on Saturday, which then drew hundreds of thousands of people. Some claim it was as low as 300,000. Some claim it was as high as 1 million. It was a massive rally. Staggering number of people came together for it, as called on by Glenn Beck, using the great power he has with his radio show and then especially his TV show with Fox News. He obviously did not make an issue of his being a Mormon. He didn't make an issue of doctrine. He certainly didn't make an issue of politics. And by the way, according to a report on WorldNet Daily, Glenn Beck crowd not so lily white as advertised. Many creeds, colors, and attendance refute charges of racism against rally. And of course, the controversy that the rally was held the same day as the famous Martin Luther King speech 47 years ago, the I Have a Dream speech, which Beck said he didn't realize it was the same date until the rally had been called for. Be that as it may, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Think of the pro-life movement. When Operation Rescue was at its heyday, participating in the rescues, which were nonviolent, peaceful protests where believers would gather together, hundreds of believers would gather together and lay down or sit in front of an abortion mill, and they would pray and they would worship until they were arrested and dragged off by the police. They wouldn't walk off. They would be carried off, again, just part of the peaceful protest. They would often work in conjunction with local law officials and seek to be honoring of authority in every case. But the reason I bring that up is because there were Catholic priests that were there. There were Protestant leaders that were there. There were Jewish rabbis that were there in some of the rallies. And they were standing side by side in the cause of pro-life. If we were fighting against slavery, and we recognize this is an injustice, this is a sin in the sight of God, and people from different religions, creeds, backgrounds wanted to work together, we would welcome them working together. Even atheists that were saying, hey, this is an injustice, talking about slavery, we would work together with them. If atheists want to work together with us to stop human trafficking, people sold into sex slavery, etc., we'd say, fine, great. But is this different, though? Because this is a call to turn to God. This is a call to something spiritual. And yet, we certainly don't believe that the God of the evangelicals is the same as the God of the Mormons. A true evangelical and a true Mormon, neither one would really believe that. We would have to say that the Jesus we follow is different than the Jesus that Mormons follow. And I'd love to hear from some of our Mormon friends out in KUTR, listening in the greater Utah area. What do you think, if you're a Mormon, about working together with evangelicals? And as evangelicals, what do you think about working together with Mormons? Is this overall negative? Different God? And come on, Glenn Beck as the new spokesman? He's not even a minister, meaning we don't even know if he's grounded in Scripture, if he's trained. We know he's a gifted newscaster and highly controversial. But is he going to be now the poster boy for conservative Christian values in America? Or can we see the hand of God at this? An article on CNN said this: at rally, Beck positions himself as new leader for Christian conservatives. Among those surprised by all of conservative TV host Glenn Beck's recent religious talk, including at Saturday's Washington rally, where Beck said that America today begins to turn back to God, is the Reverend Richard Land, the Southern Baptist leader. I've been stunned, said Land, who directs public policy for the Southern Baptist Convention and who attended the Saturday rally at Beck's invitation. This guy's on secular radio and television, but this show sounds like you're listening to the Trinity Broadcasting Network, only it's more orthodox and there's no appeal for money. And today he sounded like Billy Graham. That's what Richard Land said. Beck's speech around his Restoring Honor rally had brimmed with religious language. God, quote, dropped a giant sandbag on his head to push him to organize the rally, he said Friday. Look forward, Beck said. Look west. Look to the heavens. Look to God. And make your choice. Beck has also begun organizing top conservative religious leaders, mostly evangelicals, into a fledgling group called the Black Robed Regiment The organization, whose charter members convened in Washington this weekend, takes its name from American clergy sympathetic to the revolution during the 1700s. But Peck's emerging role as a national leader for Christian conservatives is surprising, not only because he has until recently stressed a libertarian ideology that is sometimes at odds with so-called family values conservatism, but also because Beck is a Mormon. All right, what do you think? Good or bad? The Back to God movement with Glenn Beck and others. This recent rally. A God thing, a good thing, a positive thing. Did you have mixed feelings or negative feelings? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll be back. Talking about the Glenn Beck rally in D.C. this weekend, is it good or bad? Is a generic turning back to God movement helpful, since it raises the issue of our nation's need for God? Is it actually counterproductive, since the only thing that will help us is a back to the Jesus of the Bible movement? 866-34-TRUTH. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us. 866-348-7884. Let me tell you what we do need. Without question, we need a massive, true turning to God that will bring a massive, true revival, national repentance beginning in the church, spilling out into the world with conversion of sinners in the world who become true disciples. That is the only hope in terms of changing America. And by the way, we've got some terrific resources, some of the most important, I would say the four most important books that I've written on revival and Jesus revolution. Available at half price online only. The only way to get is online at our website, askdrbrown.org. So take advantage of that. It'll stir the fire, spur you deeper in God. But my larger question is, could it be that a rally like this is used by God in a positive way because it's pointing us in the right direction? Sure, Glenn Beck is a Mormon. Most of you listening are evangelical. Some of you are Mormons. Some are not of any religious affiliation. I would, on the one hand, work with my friend Rabbi Shmuley or other rabbis to call for Americans to search their hearts, repent, and turn to God, even though we would passionately differ about who is serving God truly between the rabbis and myself. On the other hand, if I was advocating a spiritual revival movement, I could only do that with true believers. So is this a step in the right direction, or is this going to open the door to more confusion and maybe even evangelicals becoming Mormons? 866-34-TRUTH. We'll start right in Salt Lake City. Susan, thanks for calling the Line of Fire today.
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to talk to you because I live here, and we have sometimes these ecumenical events occur here. And I don't go to those because I feel it's like disrespectful to God. I'm a Christian. I'm saved by Jesus. I believe in him. And it's confusing. It would be confusing to my children. Why would we be going to this event where we don't even have the same God? And I don't think we should be doing it on a national basis either. And you know, a lot of people outside of close Mormon influence don't realize that it's not just another Protestant church. So I can understand a large number of people showing up thinking that it's all good, but I think the leaders, the evangelical leaders, should be held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't the unity God calls us to have, not unity between all faiths.
Right, and what you're saying reflects concerns that many evangelical leaders do have. There is some criticism over this. Let me ask this, though. Mormons and evangelicals and Catholics work closely together for Proposition 8 to pass in California, standing together for a fundamental moral, social issue. Mm-hmm. How did you feel about that?
Great, because we are citizens of the same country. We can work together on issues just like our soldiers of many different faiths and races fight together on the same issue. We can have a common goal,
mm-hmm.
but we can't come together and worship.
Got it. Right. So the question is, how much was there God worship, etc., in the midst of this?
It sounded like a church event to me.
Yeah, of course, it was largely evangelical in those themes, so the question would be, should Mormons participate? But let me ask this. Glenn Beck does not prominently position himself as a Mormon, and yet, of course, he is a Mormon. Living where you live, do you think that there's intentionality in him doing this with the hope that it will draw people to Mormonism?
Well, I think there is, because doing a big, large event like this, it validates the Mormons who they're confused sometimes by, you know, why do they try to say we're not Christian? And then we do an event like this, and it validates them. So now that makes it a little bit more difficult to evangelize them, because they see that their faith is being accepted as a Christian faith. Same time, Christians who don't know that Mormonism isn't a Protestant faith, they're going to see that validated, and it may make it more confusing for them.
Got it. All right, Susan, thank you so much for weighing in from Salt Lake City. I wanted to start there, and it gives us a great perspective. I appreciate it.
Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
Love your program.
All right, thanks. 866-34-TRUTH. Let's stay in Utah, but outside of Salt Lake City. Steve in Kaysville, Utah, what's your take on all this?
Dr. Brown, personally, I just want to mention I have a 140-day commitment left to pray for this nation. Historically, the forefathers did not need to identify God, the God of the Bible, because the Bible was a common-sense guide for truth, period. There's a lot of things that's being allowed in this country now that would never have been allowed, you know, when mm-hmm. the forefathers were alive. Often the Bible was defining, you know, the deciding issues socially, legally, politically, you know, all around, personally. I think that if there were Christians, actually believers in that crowd, a simple way to separate or identify yourself would be to the song that I came to know the Lord with, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord. And I think God's word would begin to separate those that, you know, something would have separated them, or those that did not stand, you know, for the, you know, for God, the God of Scripture, anyway, God of the Bible.
Got it. So your overall feeling about the rally, positive or negative?
I think that negative only because of the speaker.
Right.
And, you know, then we give up. We are giving up. It's like voting for someone. We're giving up all rights or beliefs that we have to that individual that are representing that group at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and again, I live in Utah. I'm not a Mormon, but if you live in Utah and, you know, you deal with it on a regular basis, you do see that they would never compromise the things they believe. Never.
Right. Yeah. Got it. All right. Thank you for the perspective, Steve. I appreciate it. All right. 866-34-TRUTH. Now, what makes this interesting is that you have a lot of loud evangelical voices speaking at the rally, born-again Christians, Dr. Martin Luther King's niece speaking, other black leaders, pro-life movement that are evangelicals, man like Dave Reaver that I mentioned earlier on as an evangelical. So if anything, Beck is joining more with evangelicals and giving them a voice. But let's just go back to the founding of our nation. We know, of course, that some of our founding fathers were deists and not practicing Christians, while others were committed Christians. And others were Christian in name only. But together they forged documents that gave prominence to God, the creator and the sustainer of all things. To that generic God, both Jews and Christians, Mormons, could pledge allegiance. I mean, don't we pledge allegiance in the schools to God generically? And the 22-word prayer that was removed from schools, that many feel was a violent removal and a wrong removal, meaning without basis. That was a generic prayer to God. This is a generic rally to God. Appreciate the perspective from Utah, but we'll get some more. Stay with us. A lot to think about. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today on The Line of Fire, Michael Brown. Blessed, as always, to be with you. I want to make this clear as I'm talking about the Glenn Beck rally on Saturday that took place and then the Divine Destiny rally on Friday night, both in D.C. and both with God-centered themes. America needs to turn back to God. I'm asking questions. I'm not necessarily stating a view here as to whether I think this rally was a good thing or a bad thing. I'll do my best to make my views clear before the show is over. Right now, I'm asking questions, soliciting your responses. Do you think this was good? Because it's hey, basic, bottom line, back to God, this amen, this is what we need. Or bad because it's mixing Mormonism with evangelicalism and it's going to bring confusion and perhaps even pull evangelicals into Mormonism. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Online, you can email me at Dr. Brown, drbrown at askdrbrown.org. Charles in Jacksonville. Thank you, Charles, for calling The Line of Fire.
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to comment. I did not see the rally, but I have been listening to your show a little bit today. Unfortunately, I didn't get it all. But let me just make a comment, if I may. As far as me as a Christian, fellowshipping and having things in common with what I consider to be a cult of Mormonism, I think there's no problem with that on a political level to bring the political spectrum towards the right. However, I believe there is a huge biblical problem if you try to do anything as far as a worship perspective goes, whether it be a men's rally, whether it be a, obviously you can tell by the way I'm talking, I'm not for mixing, even in the, what is considered in mainstream evangelicalism, which I disagree with the term, however, to use it as it's being used. I disagree with mixing a lot of the different so-called evangelical beliefs, in worship. However, in a political spectrum and in a political view for a political, to swing the political pendulum back to the right, I do believe that there is some room for that. But in a worship setting, absolutely not. No way, shape, or form do you worship with a cult of any kind.
All right. So Charles, I appreciate your clear thinking. And even though you missed some of the show, you're hitting on the key points here. The nature of this rally, though, was that Beck said that this is beyond politics. This is a matter of looking back to God. So
okay. You're right. So therefore, he is bringing it into more of a worship perspective. And therefore, in that setting, I do believe it needs to be refuted in that setting. Yes.
Got it. All right, loud and clear.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I did not see the rally. And I do like Glenn Beck, his political views. I do a lot of his political views. I agree with. I am a biblical Christian. I'm not an evangelical Christian. I'm a biblicist. I disagree with the term. I think the media has used that term for way too many cult beliefs out there. I'm not going to stand here and list them all. But to say I am a fundamental Bible believing conservative Christian.
Got it. Hey, Charles. I'm just going to jump in here, but loud and clear. I appreciate the call. And
all right, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Hey, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, right? Point Charles is making, the point our first caller was making, that this is a classic example of being yoked together with unbelievers. Glenn Beck, of course, did disappoint a lot of conservatives recently by saying, what's the big deal with gay marriage? How does that negatively affect me? But here at the Divine Destiny rally Friday night, and by the way, is that a major term in Mormonism, Divine Destiny? It could be very generic, but just wondering if it's even more of a code word within Mormonism. But Beck told the audience Friday night, pastors, priests, rabbis, tonight and tomorrow is a wake-up call, a call to action to serve your country, a call to let you know that you're not alone and that we're here to help you. What if he was a totally secular man, completely secular, no religious belief, no church affiliation, and he said, look, I feel that God moved on me to call for a rally as a wake-up call to America. Could God work through that, just like God spoke through Balaam's donkey? Or is the working together now a selling our souls to compromise or, quote, to the enemy? Kurt in Salt Lake City, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Kurt.
Yes, you're on.
Yeah, hey, I agree that it's a good thing, so it's a positive thing. I think Glenn Beck, what he's trying to do is he's of the Mormon faith, but he's wanting people to have their own personal relationship with their own Savior. And what I look at it as this is that, does that mean Glenn Beck's going to always be a Mormon? If he searches as much as he searches our past and our history, there'd be a time if indeed he will become a true Christian, and I pray for that fact, because being a true Christian with that. But I think it's a good thing, and I think that people are kind of missing the heart of the matter here. He's saying, look, go to whom you worship. Now, you know, if you are a Christian, you know that there is only one way to salvation, and that is through Jesus Christ. And yes, they worship a different Jesus, but he's having us call your own self, to change your own self, because change starts within your own heart. And if the Lord truly calls somebody, they will be the Lord's, because the Lord doesn't call everybody. Yes, the Lord wants everybody to be saved, but not everybody is going to be saved. I think it was a huge positive thing, and it's not about religion. It's about a relationship with Jesus. And yes, they're of a different faith, but in the way that the world is run, there's all these different ways to salvation, but there is only one way. But we're not being unequally yoked by saying get back to God, because if God truly calls you, you'll search for yourself, you'll find him in the Word, and salvation will come. And this is a stepping point to that, the conversion of people. And well, what is all this about Christianity, and what is it about Mormonism? And then you question it all, and just like he says, with boldness. And then if Jesus calls you and he hits your heart, well, then conversion will take place. And so to me, it's just bringing this country back to the love of God, so that we can pass this on to our children and grandchildren.
Got it. Hey, Kurt, I appreciate the perspective. It's an important one. Thanks for also weighing in from Salt Lake City.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you.
All right. So here, Kurt not only looks at this as positive on the broader scope, but as positive specifically that God can use this to bring Glenn Beck to himself. How deeply rooted is he as a Mormon? I don't know. But now he's with all these evangelicals. Can God use that to influence his soul? When we first went to India in 93, we were super impressed with the worship leader. Very gifted Indian man, wrote songs, kind of acted them out as he sung. The kids would love to sit there and listen to him. The adults would love to hear him. He was known for singing on a radio, TV, whatever, his voice or face was known. But the brother we worked with in India hired him to lead worship while he was an unsaved Hindu, feeling that the Lord told him to do this. He said, you got to be crazy. Well, by doing it, the man got wonderfully saved and has been bearing much fruit for Jesus for many years. So does God have something going on beyond what we understand? Okay, I'm going to take a couple more calls and weigh in with my own views on this when we come back. America turning back to God, back to God movement, back to God rally. Is this a good thing, a God thing? Step in the right direction? Or is it too generic? Mixing Mormons with evangelicals and rabbis and others. 866-34-TRUTH. I haven't weighed in yet with my views, but I want to get a few more calls first. And as always, there's a lively discussion going on Facebook. By the way, we post really important articles from the Voice of Revolution online magazine all the time, edifying, life-changing articles, news reports. To find out about it all the time, just sign up at Facebook. Ask Dr. Brown. A-S-K-D-R Brown, and you can be the first to be blessed and share it with your friends. Okay, Scott in Winston-Salem, thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Yeah, I just want to make a couple of quick comments. One is, I feel like the Christians that were involved in this really should be ashamed that they would, support a leader that was not that God's fierce anger was clearly against. And so I think we Christians really need, though, we need Christian leaders. But mm-hmm. I don't think we have the right to tell the world what to do in anything. We just got to let them know that we want what we want.
Okay, got it. Well, thank you for weighing in, Scott. I appreciate that.
Yes.
All right. 866-34-TRUTH. Larry in High Point, what's your take?
I've been watching Beck very closely. I find him to be very positive. I find him to be very Christian, not Mormon, in his talk, and he does that all the time. I think your point that the Mormons would probably be more offended is correct, because the old-time Mormons would not allow Glenn Beck to say what he's saying now. And I followed him so closely that I really feel like that he may be one of the answers that God's given us to come against the society that's so bad. I'm not near offended by Beck as I am by liberal Christians denying the things that they deny about the faith.
Got it. All right, Larry, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate that. 866-34-TRUTH. Pat in Richmond, Virginia, what's your take?
All right, very quickly. I think it's positive. The people who rallied around Glenn Beck, I believe, in D.C., were people who feel like they're under attack because of what's happening to our conventional views on marriage, on pro-life, freedom of speech, freedom of worship, even freedom for ministers to say what they want to say in their own churches. And I think it's a rallying point, and I think anybody who says, we need to turn to God, can't be all bad. So I really think it's very positive, and I think Glenn Beck is a good man, and I think we need to rally around good people and support them. And that's my slant.
All right. Thank you, Pat. I appreciate it very much. Let's go to Phil in Chapel Hill. Thanks for calling the Line of Fire.
Hey, yeah, hi. What I'd like to know is a couple things. Number one, did you accomplish what your intended purpose was at this rally? And also, exactly what was the purpose? I mean, I'm not trying to be overly simplistic, but what was the purpose or purposes of it?
From what I understand, aside from honoring the troops and restoring the concept of honor to America, was to wake up the nation and say we need to turn back to God and turn back to our roots because we're in big trouble and there's no political solution. That's what I understand. I didn't listen to all the speeches. I've read excerpts. But that's my understanding of what the purpose was.
Okay. And I guess also, did it accomplish it? Or I guess it accomplished it. Did it accomplish it?
Yeah, or is it a step in that direction? All right, Paul, Phil, good questions. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. All right, time for one more call. Shane in Belus Creek, North Carolina. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Dr. Brown, I got one quick comment. I think anytime we get to where we go more towards pluralism, that's just an open door for the devil just to sneak his little hand in there and to mess up the people who typically don't read their Bible that much. I mean, how many Christians anymore read their Bible every day? And to be united with Mormons, who I think typically Christians are the ones that Mormons convert.
Right. So this just is kind of playing too close to the quicksand, spiritually speaking, that it's easy to get sucked in. That's a concern that some of our other callers had, especially from Salt Lake City. All right, thanks for calling in. Joey just corrected me. This is pronounced Blues Creek, but spelled B-E-L-E-W-E-S, but pronounced Blues. Okay, we come back. I may get to another call or two, 866-34-TRUTH, but I'm going to weigh in. I'm going to weigh in with my views, and I deeply appreciate the input from all of you here and online. To get into the continuing discussion online, askdrbrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. Jump into the discussion. What are you waiting for?
Send the fire today.
Thanks, folks, for joining us on the Line of Fire. Michael Brown enjoying the lively discussion about the Glenn Beck rally in D.C. Is this positive, negative? Is it good to have a generic Back to God rally, or is it just part of playing games with false religions, Glenn Beck being a Mormon? Okay, I'm going to get one more call very quickly. Linda in Laurinburg, North Carolina, just need you to weigh in quick because we're short on time.
Hi, Dr. Brown. I did not see Glenn Beck, but just listening to all the comments made by people since Saturday, I am wondering if it's not a good setup for the Antichrist.
Got it. All right. I think the Antichrist is going to have a little bit more than Glenn Beck, but your point is well taken in terms of just everyone coming together around a generic God of some point. All right. Appreciate you weighing in. All right, folks, let me give you my views. And I stand to be corrected on this. I stand to be proven wrong on this. I'm very wary about any type of spiritual union where you throw yourselves in a truly spiritual sense, fasting, praying, crying out to God together with others who are not born-again believers. That being said, I actually see this as positive. Why? Because I'm not looking at what Glenn Beck is doing. I'm asking myself, is God doing something? Is this part of an awakening of conscience of the nation? Now, look, I got saved in the early 70s, part of what's called the Jesus People Movement, which came out of the counterculture revolution, which was full of rebellion, sin, wickedness, but which produced a massive harvest of souls when God reached in to this sinful movement, the counterculture revolution, because there was a massive, massive spiritual searching in the midst of the counterculture days. Yeah, Eastern religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, meditation, transcendental, TM, yoga, coupled with all kinds of drug use, but God reached in the midst of that, used that spiritual seeking. I know for me, we talked about spiritual things day and night while we got high, and then we got saved. There was a sinful thing going on, and God drew us out of those interests in all kinds of religions. How much more? Now hear me. I'm very careful about any type of spiritual union with those who are not believers. I hear the cautions of those who've raised them. I don't downplay that. I do believe God could be at work in the life of Glenn Beck more than he even understands. That being said, and I'm not looking to him, excuse me, as a Christian leader, but as a media leader, perhaps being used by God at this moment. That being said, what do people hear when they hear back to God? They think back to the God of the Bible, back to the Christian God, because that's our national heritage. That's still the professed faith of the vast majority of Americans. That's still our history, not Islam, not Judaism, although we speak of Judeo-Christian values, certainly not Mormonism, and not Catholicism. People primarily hear back to the God of the Bible, back to even the Protestant God. And I see that God could be using this as part of a national awakening. Now, here's where gospel preachers need to rise up, spur awakening in the church, awakening of hearts and minds and lives, true repentance in the church, and then let that true gospel message spread out to the world. Otherwise, this will go nowhere fast. But this larger thing could be something that God is doing. It encourages me to see it as something God could be doing, in the midst of which the true gospel now must be sounded and lived out. That's my take on things. Well, tomorrow, I'll tell you what's coming tomorrow. Tomorrow, I've got a few interesting ways to go. But right now, how about you and I pressing into God, turning from sin in our own lives, and standing tall for Jesus? How about starting there? Join us online, askdrbrown.org. Have a great day.